And now, as the great cosmic presence, our beloved mighty Archangel Michael speaks to us his heart desire for mankind and the earth and his freedom, we ask our beloved I Am presence to bless him and to pour forth such assistance from our life streams as to enable him to fulfill his every heart's desire through us. And may everyone qualify with whatever is required at this time for the purity, freedom, protection of America, and the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth for all, for the ascension of all. Beloved of my heart, as the angelic host comes closer and closer into the outer affairs of mankind, those of you who have given us acceptance, sent us your calls, we want you to feel the visible, tangible presence of those who are ministering in the lower atmosphere of earth. Those of the angelic host who are drawing their sacred fire protection around all that is constructive and who will not leave you if you remember to give them acceptance and call forth their sacred fire presence into outer physical conditions. This is to let the angelic host have authority through unascended beings to draw into physical manifestation the sacred fire miracle manifestations that must come in through and around you all in order to protect you. Because the sacred fire miracles are the ascended master's way of life to produce manifestation without the interference of human discord. I'm quite sure you want that. We want it for you, and it is obedience to the great divine law. Therefore, it is necessary for unascended beings who understand this law to make the call for the angelic hosts sacred fire presence with you sometime each day to come closer into your physical affairs and release more of the cosmic pressure of the various activities of the sacred fire that will more easily control your physical conditions. You sometimes think that you are controlling physical conditions. Sometimes and sometimes not. When discord enters, I grant you, the outer human self is controlling some of the energy in the physical octave. But if you were to see what the great angelic host does every day in and around individuals who are constructive and are trying to hold to the right way of life in the midst of outer world conditions, you would be amazed to see how many miracles are produced by the presence of one or more of the angelic host in that condition, pouring forth the heart flame of the love from that being that compels constructive activities to bring about the satisfactory result. Mankind has a certain acceptance in the feeling world and the awareness within life of the presence of the angelic host whenever tremendous protection is given. Mankind automatically gives certain recognition. But if you will form the habit every day of calling whatever legions of the sacred fire's immortal protection and help is necessary to make you victorious over everything human each day, we can establish legions, groups and legions, certain ones of the angelic host, some of those who direct the sacred fire, to abide with you regardless of where you go. They can abide with you or above you or around you. Some of these are not ascended beings. Some of the angels of which we speak are the beings of the sacred love of the sacred fire that have never touched this guard. So wherever their sacred fire presence enfolds your physical bodies or your affairs, try to remember nothing can come in, through, and around you or into your conditions except the sacred fire love of their immortal purity. This is the master power that produces perfect manifestation. It is the almighty mastery that gives invincible protection to those who are trying to give obedience to the cosmic law at this time and are trying to do that which is constructive for the rest of mankind. Mankind must have some conscious understanding, more conscious understanding, of what tremendous service the angelic host render to unascended beings. The cosmic law of this cycle, some time ago, set into action the cosmic command that there must come more cosmic concentration and cosmic cooperation between mankind and the angelic host in order to bring into the physical octave enough of the sustaining power of eternal purity to enable constructive activities to survive through the coming discord. And therefore the legions of the angels of the sacred fire are the protecting presence to all that is constructive within your nation. They are the protecting presence around everything that is constructive, that will recognize them, that will call them into association in your outer world conditions, and will let them pour their sacred fire love in, through, and around you. Because whatever they accomplish for you must be accomplished through you. They can hold the sacred fire miracle manifestations around your physical body or around your physical affairs. But when it comes to actually creating and producing the perfection that fulfills the divine plan, then their heart flame of sacred fire love has to pour forth through your physical bodies. And it has to pour forth through your feeling. Has to pour forth through the energy of your own life. It has to pour forth through the pictures in your own mind. It has to pour forth through your own intellectual concepts. And therefore the enfolding presence, the sacred fire presence of the angelic host, is a mighty reality that belongs in this world and will always accompany those who give them recognition, acceptance, give them obedience and cooperation, and will make the call for their presence to come into the lower atmosphere of Earth. And God knows you need it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, at various points on the surface of the earth, there have been temples or localities dedicated to one or more of the angelic hosts. Wherever that dedication is sincere, wherever it has been continued in recognition by an ascent of beings, wherever it is given attention, one or more of the ascended host has been established there, or have established the focus of the sacred fire there to be the fulfillment of the constructive calls the individuals in that location or that temple have set forth to life. The angelic host are the activities of perfection the cosmic law has provided. The cosmic law is embodied in the great cosmic beings who have created this system of worlds. And therefore, those cosmic beings have created certain ones of the angelic host who have never yet been in physical embodiment. But don't let anybody under this radiation ever accept there's any such a thing as a fallen angel. There isn't, regardless of all the literature on the earth. In the first place, most of the angelic host are ascended beings. Those who have been created by the cosmic beings to be a focus of and direct the sacred love of the sacred fire's immortal purity have never come into physical embodiment, so they couldn't fall. This misinformation that has gone forth to mankind through the centuries is a misunderstanding and a misconcept of what has occurred in the past. So please remember, the angelic host are either ascended beings or are the great divine beings of the sacred love of the sacred fire's almighty purity that have never touched discord. So they can't create anything but perfection. I hope to clear this concept, at least in your minds, and if you will, then there is no limit to what the ascended beings, the angelic host, can draw in through and around you if you would associate with them as consistently and as determinedly as you do every day with each other. Won't you accept my legions of the angelic host? Thank you so much, precious ones. Now, in times of great disaster, epidemics, plagues, distress of various kinds, where the call to God has gone forth for relief from the condition, the beings of the sacred fire who came have been the angelic host. The angelic host are the ones who draw the sacred love of the sacred fire's immortal purity and an individual focus of that sacred fire into certain conditions to consume what is wrong, to strengthen and protect everything that is constructive, and to be the illumining consciousness to unascended beings to show the intellect the right thing to do. And very often, when people have received great illumination and understanding that was the truth, It is because one of the angelic host, or sometimes more, has drawn around the individual the heart flame of sacred fire love that has shut off all vibratory action for the time being until the true concepts of the ascended master's consciousness could fill the intellect and pour the purifying love into the energy of the emotional body, the feeling world, till the individual's concept was clarified and the individual received the full idea of perfection and the love to make it manifest in the physical octave. This has gone on millions of times throughout the world. There is not one constructive call that goes forth to the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, or even to the great acknowledgement of the sacred love of the sacred fire, that life does not answer. Every call that is constructive can be answered and will be released by the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host wherever that call goes forth sincerely and with determination, that the outer self must stand its discord and impurity aside while the answer to the call is given. And if those of you want miracle manifestations, before you ask for those manifestations, command yourselves. Turn back to your beloved I Am Presence and demand that it fill you with whatever vital consuming flames, eternal purity, forces everything human in you to stand aside, go into the vital flame and be consumed. And then call your beloved I Am Presence and the angelic host to blaze in through and around you that which we know will help you the most at that time. And at the same time, hold the protection around whatever you need. Whatever you're calling into existence, call for it to come automatically protected. Mankind has not done this, not even the student body. You've asked for things, you've asked for help, but how often have you called your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to call for whatever fulfills your call to make it eternally the prevention of all wrong, eternally free from all wrong? If mankind had have done this, the constructive things that have been built in this world would not have been dissolved by the destructive forces. Therefore, the sinister force cannot use the sacred love of the sacred fire. But sinister force cannot interfere with any service that the angelic host choose to give. The sinister force cannot prevent the almighty authority of sacred fire, love, and purity for the purification of this earth from coming to this world and fulfilling the divine plan. So don't give the sinister force any more power. Thank you so much. Now we are here to clothe you in the angelic host's miracle mantle of love's mastery and the angelic host's miracle mantle of love's miracle perfection, miracle manifestations, and miracle victory of invincible protection that keeps you eternally untouched by human creation. I am going to continue to bring this to your attention and charge it in through and around you and through you until you get the concept intellectually, and then my heart's flame shall blaze it through you by love you cannot resist until you're free. Thank you so much. Now, you do not understand how tremendously the Ascended Host are working with all of you at this time. What tremendous effort is being made to bring in through and around you every conceivable assistance from our Ascended Master Octave that is invincibly victorious over all in this world. You have no idea how much concentrated energy and power has been poured to the student body and through you because of the decrees you have given for the purification and freedom of your nation and the world. Therefore, we have worked incessantly and we will continue to work incessantly and continually to pour forth into and around and to you all the ever-increasing concentration of the miracle manifestation that only the sacred fire's love can produce. Because we want you insulated in it. We want you made strong enough to hold the victory. We want to keep you untouched by outer world destructive conditions. And the only thing in heaven or earth or anywhere else that will ever do it is the sacred love of the sacred fire, the mighty I am present, and the ascended host. And the angelic host are our messengers to produce that manifestation in the physical octave around you all and to you all and around your loved ones. When you call for the protection of your loved ones, a flame of our heart's love, of immortal power and protection, can go like a streak of lightning to enfold your loved ones, no matter what the condition is around that one. Our sacred fire love can cut through every condition of human creation until it has no more power than a feather in a gust of wind. I want you to feel the power of the angelic host tonight, and I shall make you feel it until you're free. Thank you so much. Now, the angels of the sacred fire have healed and healed and healed mankind. And how do you suppose the healing has gone forth? By the purifying action of their sacred fire love. Every bit of healing that's ever taken place on the earth has been the radiation of some activity of the sacred fire's love from both the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host. The angelic host, one of the main activities of the angelic host is to render that service of healing to mankind until there is enough purity manifested for the individual to draw forth the power of eternal healing from each one's own beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Master's Octave. So the healing angels are no figment of anyone's imagination. The protecting angels are legions who wield the sword of blue flame, and that's no figment of anybody's imagination. When an ascended being or a cosmic being or the angelic host choose to direct the sword of blue flame into a destructive force, focus of destructively qualified energy mankind has created, perhaps, and maintained for centuries. The blue flame goes forth and enters into that condition and forces into annihilation every destructive vibration of energy within it, consumes the substance, and compels the end of that which defies the perfection of life. It has not been decided yet, but it is just possible that the cosmic law will give a dispensation for the angelic host to produce certain manifestations of the sacred love of the sacred fire's immortal purity before every atheist on the earth. Thank you so much, and I can assure you the angels and the archangels who wield that cosmic sword of blue flame can stiffen anybody in their tracks, stiffen the human body in its tracks, until that consciousness obeys, till that consciousness acknowledges the authority and the power of the cosmic beings who direct the sacred fires, immortal purity and love to the earth. Not all the atheists in existence can any longer oppose the onrushing fulfillment of the divine plan, the eternal fiat of the cosmic law. The mankind shall awaken from the sleep of the senses, from the denial of the great perfection of life, and be compelled to be purified and give obedience, and then be compelled to make restitution to the life that it has defied. Don't think for one minute the sinister force or the benighted human beings who are the slaves to its lies and its destruction are masters of either the planet nor infinite space around the planet. They're not masters of the ascended host. It isn't a matter of faith to draw the power or acknowledge the ascended host. It just happens to be the law of electronics, the law of creation, the law of perfection, the law of manifestation. And one that is not bound by the darkness of his or her own selfishness automatically accepts. And where individuals don't accept the reality of cosmic beings who have created the perfection upon this earth is in a shell of darkness of his or her own mental concepts and destructive feeling. But even that darkness can be shattered and annihilated by the cosmic sword of blue flame in the hands of any of the ascended host. Mankind's ignorance and darkness and destruction and degradation is to be consumed, and everybody might just as well get used to the idea as soon as possible. Thank you so much. When you consider the mass accumulation of mankind's discord of the centuries that is producing its destruction in the outer world today, don't fight it. Don't get into controversy about it. turn your attention to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, and call to the cosmic angels of fiery Christ blue lightning sword of complete annihilation and prevention of all wrong. And let their flash into those conditions, just like lightning in a storm, whatever power from the Ascended Master's octave is necessary to compel the consuming of the accumulated discord of mankind's frightful hatred and selfishness and impurity that is generated everywhere in the world every day. The mighty beloved Aries, who is ruler of the air, controls the atmosphere of this world, has uncountable legions of the angels of the flaming sword. Uncountable legions that control the activities of the air. And some of mankind are going to learn there's a master hand that is greater than what the human intellect understands thus far. So, beloved ones, I commend you to the security, to the love, to the protection, to the supply, to the illumination, to the peace, to the mastery of the sacred love of the sacred fire of the angelic host. May they be your daily companions. May you call to them for everything of assistance that you need to make your best effort in the physical world to hold protection for all that is constructive, to purify everything wherever you abide, and to hold control of manifestation by the miracle power of the sacred fire's love of the angelic host. And you will have legions come to your assistance. And if you care to make the call that mankind be forced to see the legions of the angelic host with a physical sight everywhere as quickly as possible, the cosmic law can give the dispensation by which the atmosphere of Earth is made rarefied enough to force mankind to behold the angelic host. And you might just well have it as not. Thank you so much, precious ones. So now the purification of the earth and all upon it has to take place by the release of the sacred fire, purifying almighty power drawn into the physical octave to consume what mankind has imposed upon life and upon the powers of nature and forces of the elements. The angelic host are those who will purify the earth and all upon it, the powers of nature and forces of the elements. But they can be your daily associates. They can give you daily assistance. Their love is boundless. Their power is invincible and eternal. They can make you victorious over every destructive thing on this earth, and they offer you their enfolding miracle mantle of their sacred fire presence. And to that victory and happiness and cooperation do I commend you until your own experiences with the angelic host will reveal to you the great cosmic truth of the law and give you the glorifying experiences that will enable you to help others to understand the great cosmic blessings that life has provided to raise mankind out of its distress and in to the Ascended Master's octave. And every bit of help you give through your cause to the angelic host will come back to you a thousandfold with greater and greater and greater love of the sacred fire's almighty, eternal, protecting perfection. So your victory is possible here and now with the assistance of the ascended host, who are the angelic host, and the assistance of others of the angelic host, who come only at the direction of the great cosmic beings who are their source of life. So I commend you to your freedom this hour and the close association with the angelic host. So you, ahead of the rest of mankind, can become aware of all the effort life is making to bring to you the greater perfection and blessings and happiness that are the manifestation of the divine plan fulfilled. I commend you to your victory, to your eternal happiness, and now to the fulfillment of the great divine plan for your nation, that as you live for the purification and freedom of the nation, automatically it must come to the rest of the world, and you, being a part of that, must automatically be free. So I enfold you in the angelic host's heart flame of sacred fire love of invincible, eternal, purifying freedom to the earth, and such protection by the sacred fire as only the angelic host can bestow. May they abide with you. May their power without limit be released to assist you. And may you have the privilege of seeing them release that power that forces the hordes of evil to cease existence everywhere. I commend you to your eternal victory. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Archangel Michael and the entire angelic host, thank you for every bit of love you poured to us down through the ages. Now fill us with all the qualities of the angelic host that you know blazing through us compels our victory manifest everywhere. And may the legions of the protecting angels accompany everybody and everything under this radiation, until we all stand ascended and free. We thank thee. Brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible heart flame of the sacred fire love from the angelic host, that the miracle manifestations enfold those under this radiation of victory for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with everything the angels can give to make us what we need to be for the purity, freedom, protection of our nation, and the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Archangel Michael. And we thank every one of the angelic hosts for their service to life, to the people of this world. And we thank that blessed sacred fire love for its existence and by which we all can be free. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, we ask you to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, command and compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thought, and cutting us free from all connection to the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into its distress, whatever sacred love of the sacred fire from the angelic host is necessary, move in outer world physical conditions and compel the purification that is immortal freedom for all. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, my I am. Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director. All the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved, Donna, Virginia. Our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I am presence and all the ascended host, and especially beloved Archangel Michael and the angelic host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with all the qualities from the angelic host that they know we need the most, make us the victory of their sacred fire's heart flame, and compel the miracle manifestations to come forth everywhere, into and around, and to all under this radiation to enfold us, abide with us for eternity, and compel victory everywhere we abide. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask and flood forth everything it contains, the outer use of those under this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. We thank thee as never before. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call, all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations. And now, enough sacred fire love and visible sacred fire presence of the angelic host into and around and for those under this radiation to govern all things that we contact and compel all evil to cease to be. Everywhere, as quick as possible, we think.